and you sound the shofar. Khalif Zafnat Pioneer L. And we are coming out of a great week that we had last week on the call. I've had some great responses to our discussion and session that we had on last week. And again tonight, we're going to look at a couple of things and plus tell you a little bit about what happened to our conference. We just had our event. We just had here in Greenville, Mississippi, our Macabre activation. It was a wonderful time. Those who participated left with their consciousness raised and their vibration accelerated inside of their temples. And so we hopefully will get a chance to hear from some of them and hear from some of you tonight concerning where we are and the information that we've been sharing. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about Psalms 19 and verse number 4. But before we do that, I can't see the board. I don't know if Alatia or you in the room. I can't see. I don't know. Someone, I don't know if that's DT or Alatia.
That's me. Yes, sir. It's Alatia.
All right. All right. Well, whatever happened here, I can't get my computer up. I'm not being connected. I think we did something with the codes here and passwords. My computer won't come up, and I don't have time to get a hotspot. You know, we were trying to connect to YouTube. So I want to hear from some of the participants that attended the event and just kind of start the discussion off tonight that way. And I think Marcus is supposed to be in a room where we can find him, and maybe Alfred, maybe even DT if she's in the room.
I don't think DT's with us tonight, but Alfred and Marcus promised to be here.
Okay,
I see Marcus right here.
See if you can't locate him. Let's open up the discussion tonight and start talking about the event, because we have another event that's coming up in September. We need to start talking about that right away. So let's open up.
I have Marcus's mic open.
Marcus, how you doing, my brother? Shalom.
It's pretty good, Khalif. Can you hear me?
I hear you well, sir. It was such an honor to meet you and to have you here in the Macabre event. So, you shared some pretty powerful things there with us throughout the event there. And would you like to talk a little bit about the event and tell the people exactly what we did down here and some of the things is from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, I mean, number one is that it's a very beautiful site down there. You got a very nice location. Very nice location. It was fantastic. I like the layout of the land. But, you know, the people that I met down there, you know, I'm talking about Steve and Drew and Fred, Terry, DT, and Patrick. Anyways, a lot of people that I got a chance to meet out there, and everybody has awesome information. Everybody's got high energy, and once you're down there, with the people, especially when people are searching and when people are coming together like that. They bring high energy and their own experiences. So I couldn't do anything but to raise my own personal level of frequency level, you know. There's a lot of friendships. Matter of fact, during the particular time that we're down there, you know, there's friendships that I've got, and there's like sort of, you know, what you would do is just like continue to stay in contact with people. That I was in class with because I've got everybody's email, so I can kind of like give them a call. Can you still hear me? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we still hear you. Someone's okay. Sound like they have a call.
I'm trying to find them right now, sir.
But the information that Dr. Khalif disseminated is awesome. It's something that everybody needs to get an opportunity to experience because the information is fantastic.
Could you feel the energy in this? I know you spoke of the energy that we brought, but could you feel the energy in the vortex, the organ energy inside of the land, the ley lines? Did you feel any energies on the property that registered with you? I know you said that it was, you know, the aesthetic, the beauty of the property, but did
right
that, and beauty is power. So
right, it is.
But there are certain energies here on the property. I was wondering, if you did experience any of those energies, could you tell us a little bit about how those energies made you feel?
Energies, you know, it's you know, I'm a novice at this. You know, it's like there's a lot of information that I am just now coming in tune with. And so I'm very, you know, like I'm a novice. And what I get a lot of information from people. People tell me things or I can pick up the information. And it's almost getting to the point that you can be around people and you can kind of disseminate truth from falsehood. You can see a person or you can feel their energy. And I felt the energy there. Communicating with the people, because we're talking about people from all over the country. I mean, not from, well, we're talking about from the East Coast, not quite to the West Coast, but people that's in the Midwest area. You know, I'm talking about, there's people from Iowa, there was people from Wisconsin, Maryland, Atlanta, Louisiana.
California. And then
California. That's exactly. Yeah. So, and the district. So there was a lot of people there, and I really enjoyed the people and the information that they're giving me, because there was things that I didn't know. But everybody's on a quest. Everybody is on a journey to grow. And that's what my particular purpose was. I made a mistake as far as emailing, and I couldn't get my information in. So I said, I'm going to just go down there anyway. So I really didn't have any kind of appointment. I really didn't know what to expect. But I'm going to tell you, it was fantastic. And the people that I've met and the information that has been given to me is something that I can work on, especially the books. The books, the information to seek out more knowledge.
Wow. And, you know, the consciousness, and a lot of people are talking about macabre activation, and they're using both masculine and feminine disciplines in order to activate macabre. And when we talk about macabre, we're talking about your electromagnetic energy field or that connects with the electromagnetic spectrum. We're talking about vibration. We're talking about your frequency and your vibration. Now, those who are teaching this from both sides, and the macabre activation, there are thousands of possibilities. You can open thousands of macabre fields. So you have to make sure when you're dealing with macabre that you understand what macabre field you're opening, because they're masculine and then there are feminine disciplines to get into the macabre field. For an example, if you're talking about the masculine principles, you're talking about the disciplines of breathing and certain body postures. You could find this in yoga and increasing the vibration in chai, when you're doing the chai exercises, and various ways to raise this energy and vibration inside of your body. This is so important, people. This is so important. But then, before I deal with that, just let me finish. Allow me to say that the masculine and the feminine must go together, the negative and the positive. You can do the masculine principles, but then you also need to understand that the feminine part or the feminine disciplines, such as love, truth, justice, all of these things have to come into play in raising your consciousness, which is a feminine part of activating the correct macabre feel. So you can go through a breathing exercise, you can go through a meditation and do the masculine principles and so forth and et cetera. And there are thousands of possibilities. Some of them are dangerous. Some macabre feels are dangerous because it can take you into dimensions and into other areas that, you know, you need to know what you're doing. So a proper blend between both the masculine and physical and feminine principles or disciplines, a blending is to open the right level of macabre activation. Now, I don't know if Alfred, could you find Alfred for me? And he's out there. Let's hear from Alfred.
His mic open.
Yeah.
Hi, Alfred. Hotep. Shalom, my brother.
Hotep. Hi, Midwest. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Attending the event. The atmosphere at your place was so peaceful. And it's certainly a good place to tune in with Mother Nature. So I can really understand when you call your place a place of vortex because of the Stargate over there. I'd say I learned a lot, and I know I have a lot of books to purchase. So I think one of the things I learned most was, which I never knew, was how to transmit and receive energy. I place now our hands facing the ground and facing the sky. I perceive that as kind of a hidden knowledge, but I was so glad that you were able to share that with us and were able to actually practice that. So it was a great event. I'm trying to attempt working on my power breath as well. And I'll say, yeah, I love being there. I love meeting the people. Everybody there as well. We had great moments as well. I also enjoyed the buffalo fish you cooked, man. I was sorry that Angela cooked, man. You know, I tore that thing up.
Say that again, brother.
Yeah. I said I also enjoyed the buffalo fish that Angela cooked. So I really tore that one up.
You enjoyed the buffalo fish.
Enjoyed the fish.
I went for that thing.
Well, you know, that was kind of a little additional hidden perk that we had not anticipated. We didn't know that we were going to have a fellowship fish fry, but we had some garfish as well. I had never eaten the garfish with the gar gravy, and that was really excellent. And I think you and I probably ate more than anyone else. But we all seemed to had a great time during that, and we need to thank Angela for making that meal, making that happen for us. And what I wanted to say too, also, Brother Alfred, now
Marcus kind of touched on the feminine disciplines when he talked about raising the consciousness and so forth and et cetera. You touched on it gently, but you just touched on the masculine disciplines. So you talked about how excited you were to find out that your body is a receiver and transmitter of electrical magnetic photons or photonic energies. And there's a certain way you can use your body to transmit. And it's hidden in these ancient disciplines and techniques. And you found one that we discussed here during that time to properly send out. If we would say prayer, I guess. Would you say prayer? I would say prayer, Brother Alfred. Excuse me. I would say prayer that this is has to do with prayer, transmitting and receiving. Because the Bible says God is light, and if God is light, then we must understand the disciplines of light in order to communicate with God, who is light. And the way we emit and transmit a photon is in this discipline that you talked about. And that is something that people have to come to see. It's not something that we can really talk or teach over the phone. And I enjoyed showing you this. The first time I did this, Brother Alfred, began to practice this after some time, it was in 2012. It took many years to get this knowledge, and then I started practicing this discipline. And it was in 2012 that I actually saw the macabre itself. I saw a tornado, a fiery tornado. I saw light particles with my naked eye turning in front of me. And as they turned, they began to take a certain structure and geometric shape, and they formed a tornado that began to turn. And I didn't realize at the time what it was. I simply referenced the Old Testament reference where it says that pillar of fire turned in front of the children of Israel as they were being led out of Egypt into the promised land. That was my reference. And that's what came to my mind when I saw it. And I actually saw it, Brother Alfred. Marcus, I saw it with my bare eyes, with my naked eyes. No instruments, no cameras, no lenses. And from that point on, I've been able now, since that time, to see the electromagnetic emission or aura on objects and on people. I've been able to see it by practicing that particular discipline that you just talked about, of transmitting and receiving photons and transmitting photons or electrons, which are light particles. We are light beings. We are photon beings. We are light. God is light. We are light. Matter of fact, the scripture says, you are the light of the world. Scripture says that, I guess you all could hear the thunder. Get ready to get some behind that thunder. Before that thunder was some lightning too. So God is light. We are light. We are electrical beings, photonic beings, and we must learn the discipline of transmitting and receiving this light. Transmitting, and that's what Alfred was just talking about and speaking about, as well as talking about the fish fry that we had in the Buffalo.
Well, such a great experience, you know. So, thank you. You have a vast amount of deep knowledge, you know. And, you know, like I said, you know, sometime back, I sometimes wish I could, you know, just transplant your brain into mine. Just thank you again, you know. I had a great time, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate the encouragement and the exhortation, but I think that you have an excellent brain yourself, and maybe I've just been doing this just a little bit longer, but I think you're right on my heels. And also, Marcus shared some valuable information, very critical. He dropped some very critical principles to us. He dropped some codes right in the middle of our session as we were talking about the scales and the codes and the various chakras and the sounds that activate our energies. Marcus just right on time dropped some codes right into the conference while we were right in midstream. And those codes activated and lifted our spirits. And we will have a video coming out shortly. And we want to tell everyone that's in the audience, there's nothing like experiencing this. We do private sessions. You can call 510-915-2410. And you can book private sessions by calling me. Again, that number is 510-915-2410. And you can spend 3 days right here at the Mariah Storgate location, right here with me, Dr. Khalif, to activate your macabre energy field. Learn to experience, or rather experience, seeing the macabre, unity consciousness, activation of the pineal gland, raising the kundalini, inner temple building. Experience these energies. You can schedule a 3-day private session with Dr. Curley right here in Greenville, Mississippi, right here at our local.
Sir, you might want to add that includes meals, too.
Okay, thank you. Who's all right. Ms. Aladia says she's paying for all the meals. So when you come, all meals will be paid for.
I don't think I said
that. Okay, all right. Well, no, you didn't actually say that. But yes, that's 3 days here. You can call again to get further information. I'll give that number one more time, 510-915-2410. You will experience how to raise your vibration, your frequency, and open up your macabre. Why is this important? I was about to say that a moment ago. It's important because of where we are. One, because, well, let me give you the bad news, then I'll give you the good news. The bad news is that there are forces and people and shadow organizations that want to keep your consciousness and your vibrations lowered because they have a goal of maintaining a slave population and a prison planet. And the only way they can do that is by lowering your vibration. Now, if we were talking about this in terms of a biblical context, we would say something that all of us, one time or another, have heard, if we haven't studied it, we've heard it. And that is 666, the mark of the beast. And I saw an interesting video today about how they have technology to remove God from your consciousness. And, of course, the Bible, that's not anything that the Bible has already spoken of. 666 is the inability to receive God or have a God consciousness or Christ consciousness anymore. So that is, there are those who are indeed, as we talk right now, using everything that they have, technology, they're using every piece of sometimes legislation, laws, pressures that they can to keep our vibrations lower. They're using chemtrails that are filled with all kind of heavy metals. They're using things in our waters, in our food, in the air that we breathe. And then the hidden stresses, all of these things, the economic problems, the tensions that exist between nations and nations, people and people, class warfare, all of these things. And then there is the technology that they're using in terms of mind control with the television and music industry to lower your vibration. So it is important on that side because they are working incessantly. They are working incessantly in so many ways to keep. Now, why are they doing it? Here's the positive good news. That's the bad news, but here's the good news. The good news is that there are energies coming into this planet.
that you must prepare yourselves to receive in order to make this transmutation or translation, or as some call it, the ascension. The Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Pull off corruption and put on incorruption. Pull off mortality, put on immortality. Pull off terrestrial and put on celestial. It is the goal and objective of Scripture that you become a diamond crystal star being. You will become a star. I'll read it. I'll say it again. That we will pull off terrestrial and put on celestial. Celestial meaning the celestial body, the star. You are destined to be a star. But you must raise your vibration. This planet is becoming a star. The energies that are coming in, it's transmutating this planet. And you must be transmutated. So this is what Macabre Activation is about. Raising your frequency to become that diamond star being, the Christ you were created to be. He said, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father. And so you are destined to be that. And so that's the bad news and that's the good news. Now, last week we talked a little bit about a process, and one of my sons that sat in the classroom with me as I taught at the college texted me, and he's very real and very raw, and I don't stop him from being real and raw because I want to reach our young people with this message, and I want them to have the freedom without religious restrictions or religious psychological straitjackets, and I don't want them handcuffed or placed under restrictions by religious impotent, may I say, powerless religious rituals that have no power. So I want our young people to be free. And one of the young men that I want you to come into the queue by pushing, I believe it is *61. D, I want you to come into the queue by pushing *61 if you're on this line. D, I want you to come in by pushing. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, D, how you doing?
Pat, all right. How you doing?
All right, all right. I haven't seen you in a while. I've been gone for a
while. No.
But, you know, when I got your message today, it was, whoa. I was like, that's it. So talk to us a little bit about what you pull, and you said, let me see, how did you say that? I can't say it like you. It's not going to sound right coming out of my mouth.
Oh, the text I sent you?
Yes.
No, I just asked the bishop to excuse my language. I had just finished playing back last week's message, but I told him to excuse my language, but that shit was dope. You know, and I just, I'm of the hip-hop generation. As my father, I could talk to him, and, you know, he understands me, and I thank him for that. But all others in my generation would agree, because the way it was lined up, and it made so much sense. It made for a real educational experience, you know, something that I haven't received before, you know, just by going to church or going to Bible study, which I've been in and out of that my whole life. You know, I'm 31, and I've been in and out of different churches and places, and it just was dope. You know what I mean? Dope meaning it was mind-blowing. It was, I felt it. It was raw. It was real, and it just made perfect sense, and I appreciate it. You know, the way he delivered it and the fact that I could receive such knowledge to where I could tell it to others of my generation and those people who are like me and like things to be made simple like that so that they can understand. You know, it wasn't complex at all. You know, and I appreciated that.
Well, D, you know, we just made a video down here. Those that were here, and the information I believe you're talking about is going to be on the video. But can you tell us maybe one or two things, or however many things we still have quite a bit of time. Tell us some of the things that you you gleaned or you picked up. You said that the message was dope, meaning good, simple. It resonated with truth, hit you in your spirit, I believe. I don't know how you rate me in my professorship, having sat with me in church and then sat with me in the college classroom listening to me lecture. I don't know which one. And now listening to this recording. I'm sorry?
I give you a 10 on that. I said I give you a 10 on the rating. I wrote, because I had the privilege to pause it, you know, I'm a extensive note taker. I probably paused it 1,000 times. But I can share with you some of the things. You want me to share with them some of the things that I took from it?
Yeah, come on. Bring it on. Spit it out.
It was Job 38. 31 through 33, and it dealt with cosmology and the ordinances of heaven. Ordinance meant to how things move or operate. And it said the heavens impact what goes on here on earth, and the sun moves on the ecliptic of constellations. In the scripture, God asked Job about Nazareth, which I learned Nazareth is a word for the zodiacs, which are the 12 systems. The earth goes around the sun, and the sun goes around these constellations. Each month, we are in a particular constellation. The earth has a tilt at a certain degree, and there are four cardinal points, which are equivalent to a door, ladder, or a vortex. As the sun moves through these 12 different constellations, the four doors the sun moves into, Aries, springtime, where the energies come through the door or the cardinal point and produces springtime, which we are in now. Then 3 months later, it moves into Cancer or the Leo in the summertime, and it goes through that portal door of vortex. And then the next cardinal point is what they call the equinox or the equator constellation of Virgo and Libra. And then the last constellation, last cardinal point was the winter, December, where the earth moves into a frigid time or coldness, you said, or could be looked at as if it is vaulted in a tomb. And for the next three constellations, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, the sun is in these three constellations, each one having 30 degrees or moving 1 degree higher, making a total of 30. So for the next three constellations, the earth is in what you could call the refrigerator, where nothing is growing. Life goes into a dormant state or a vegetation. And this is the order of heaven. This is the order the heavens are moving in, winter, spring, summer, and fall. It went on to say the ordinances of heaven, which is the procession of the equinox, which contains the four doors of four seasons of the year. And then it moved into the ordinances of the church. The ordinances of the church would be considered to be off if it's not aligned with the ordinances of heaven. And one of the ordinances of the church was baptism. The other was the Lord's Supper.
If you're Catholic, you call it Mass or the sacrament. And you're covering that. Just hold your point for a moment, because you're covering some very good ground. Now, these cardinal points that are going on, this precession that we're discussing now above you is important. There are people that never wanted you to understand this, as simple as this is and as factual as it is. I mean, it is a matter of fact. It's just not even up for debate. This is a process that happens. And these processes that happen, as we explain them, as it relates to the ordinances of heaven, is important, because once you understand our solar system and what's happening in it, now you can understand the process that happens in you. And this was never told to us in organized religion. And yet, it's right there, plain as the nose on your face. as clear as the rain from the sky. Here it is, right here. But it was never taught. We were never told. This information was suppressed. Why? Did they not want you to know? Because you are a solar system. Inside of you, a mini micro solar system. And once you understand this process and begin to understand the process in you, then you are moving toward becoming who you were created to be, why you are here, or why you are caused to be in the first place. So if I want to distract you from understanding that, of course, I'm going to give you a distraction. And that's what religion has done. Religion has given us a distraction to keep us away from this fact. Again, it goes back to the people who want a slave population and a prison planet. So they don't want this knowledge and this information known. Now, the Old Testament deals with what's going on above you. And the New Testament deals with what's going on in you. And now let me say, the people that came to this conference got a chance to see this with their own eyes. And you should have seen them, D. They were shaking their heads at this illustration. And hopefully the video will be ready shortly. We have one of our marvelous technicians and assistants. She's our helper. She's our associate. She's our colleague. She's our equal. She's preparing, I believe, the videos for my approval. And we're going to put them up. We're going to post them on YouTube so that people can get this information, can get it real quick, because the next blood moon cycle is coming up in September. And this is a super blood moon. Never before in history. This is a once-in-a-lifetime super blood moon event that's coming up. And the energies that are going to come in. I wish I had 2 hours to talk about Schumann's resonance and what has happened to the Earth. Maybe Eladia would like to share with you all, to tell you all what has happened to the Earth's vibrational pulse, that's going out from the Earth and hitting the ionosphere and creating this electromagnetic field that we're in, and how these vibrations are raising, or rising rather, I should say. They're rising, and you're going to see a lot of things happen as the Earth's vibrational resonance increases. You have to keep up with it. If you do not, certain people are going to, short of any other way to explain it, it's going to run some people crazy. Now, Dee, just before she comes back, I kind of interrupted you a little bit because I wanted to just touch on the point. You're helping me tonight. But it seems like you have earned your spurs, and you're almost ready for your professorship, the way you're spitting that knowledge back out. It is encouraging to hear this young man tonight who has sat in my church and also sat in the classroom with me in the history department at college, and enrolled there and took courses that I've taught there. So I'm thankful for him as well. Anything else, D, you want to say?
That was it. I mean, I got pages full of stuff. I don't know how much time we got, but just the way you tied the actual the birth of the Messiah to the then it went to the
to the constellation. Well,
that process,
the birth happens in you. It happens up there, and it also happens in you. It also happens in you.
Yeah, and then
one of the pieces.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
That was it. Pardon me.
No, I was saying, and then the baptism, and then the gathering in Pisces of the two fishermen, then the sacrificing of the lamb in Aries or ram, and then the sun ascending to his highest point. All that was just well orchestrated. How you put it together? Like I said, I got about three more pages of all that stuff, I just was constantly pausing it and jotting it down, because for somebody else to get it, you got to almost have it word for word. And,
wow.
I never had it presented like that.
Say what now? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I never had it presented to me that way.
Well, here's another thing, D2, that you've got to understand. The people, again, I keep referencing these people that want a prison planet and want a slave population, because they understand these energies and they understand these cardinal points, and at these particular times, they are sowing into the cosmos, which is, let me use this term that I used last week. It's just like the earth. And Patty was here. Patty was a farmer. She had a running inside. It was a inside joke. She said she was her father's oldest son. But Patty was a farmer. And she talked to us, and you'll see it on the video, about how the earth has to be a certain temperature and warms up in order for the farmers to be able to get the ground ready, to put the seed in there, in order for the seed to germinate and to do its mysterious otherness, the thing that it does, and go through the various processes to produce. Well, the earth has to come out of the winter solstice, or the cycle, out of the refrigerator, out of the frigid, cold solstice of winter, and the earth's vibration has to warm up. The energies have to increase their vibrations. And the sun, during this time, and the constellations, baptizes the earth with the energy that makes it possible for life now to grow, so that there can be vegetation on the earth, so that it can be oxygen, so that it can be food. And all of this is based on frequencies. This is based on energies. And so the people that understand that the earth is now receptive also understand that if they sow seeds of fear into the cosmos, which if you look at it like an earth, it will produce a crop of fear, a continuum of fear, a continuum of torture, of war. So during these times, the people that understand these energies that we're talking about, these vortexes, they will commit murder, they will do some atrocious, some hideous, horrendous things in order to keep the continuum of fear, pain, suffering by sowing this into the cosmos and harvesting our energies, controlling our minds by placing us in fear and having a crop of fear produced back into this grid or the matrix. That this is how they do it, people. This is how they do it. And we noted that there were some pretty important people that were killed during these times of these blood moons. And we went to the superlative. We said, you know, we mentioned the fact that Jesus Christ was killed during the blood moon. Martin Luther King was killed during the blood moon. And there were riots and wars and bloodshed. Now, during this cycle of blood moons this time, 2014 and 15, there will be those who are going to try to sow the seeds of bloodshed to control this matrix, to sow fear into this particular matrix, into the cosmic, to produce the energy so that it will impact our consciousness with fear and with war and with division and with hate. But we must overcome it. There's only one way during these times. And I'll say it, but you need to come to one of these events. You need to schedule it so we can show you exactly what we mean when we say this. This is a time of absolute forgiveness release. This year, 2015, you must release all debt, trespasses, offenses, regardless of how deep the pathos of pain may be, how ugly and heinous the crime may have been, how spiteful and injurious you may have perceived. It may be intergenerational pain. It may be whatever, black people, white people, brown people. You have to release the only thing that can bring these evil people down, that understand how to manipulate this energy. Everything is energy. Is the seed of love, forgiveness, and release. If we do not release during this time of this super moon, once in history, never before, then we will experience the biggest collapse this world has ever seen, because we're at the end of a very important cycle, a 7 times 7 and a 7 times 70, which means 490, 49, and we're also at the end of a 7 times 70, 490, which means a grand, glorious Shemitah. I don't have time to go into all of that, but I want to thank those of you who are listening to me. Now, I want to bring in Dawood and Malcolm from Detroit. I want you to find them on the board for me, because they have. I want to give the remaining of this time to talk about the human rights bill. And Dawood is an excellent scholar. He doesn't like too many accolades and encomiums and platitudes and grand announcements, but see if you can find Dawood there. And Malcolm, I talked to Malcolm a little earlier today, and I want them to talk a little bit about the human rights bill. Can you find them for me?
What is Dawood's area code? I don't remember.
I think it's 313.
313?
Malcolm's
All they have to do is hit star 6.
Pardon me? Push star 6, guys. Push star 6, guys. Star 6.
Hmm.
Do you see them?
I do not. No.
Okay. Well, maybe they are not in here. Well, Dee, thank you. Marcus, thank you.
Did you want me to talk about the Schumann resonances?
Alfred, thank you very much. And is there any other person that was a participant before you talk about that, the Schumann resonance? Is there any other person that was at the conference in the room that we can hear from?
Hold on just a second.
Andrew.
I think 313 is with us.
Okay.
Dawood?
Hello?
There he is.
Hey, my brother.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's Malcolm. Hey, Mal.
That's Malcolm.
Malcolm. Yeah.
he should be on there.
What's
okay, his area code so we can, if he's there. I wanted you guys to talk a little bit about the human rights bill. Elijah, go ahead and tell us briefly before they come with the human rights bill. Tell us what's happening with Schumann's resonance. Tell us what Schumann's resonance is and why, and what's happening to it and why it's important to us in terms of our brain waves, because our brain waves are attached to this resonance. Go ahead.
Well, for anyone out there that doesn't know what Schumann's resonance is, there was a professor, college professor, who discovered, basically, for lack of a better way to explain it, the heartbeat of the Earth, and his name was Dr. Schumann. He didn't really know what to do with it, but later on, people picked up his work, and they discovered that the Schumann resonance is the energy level, it's like the heartbeat that the Earth puts out. Well, interestingly enough, it's been at 7.8. For eons, and all the
7.83,
okay, thank you. And all of a sudden, right around the shift of ages from Piscean into the Aquarian age, it shifted up to 12 point something. And just so happens that on April 4th, there about proximity, the Schumann resonance jumped to 16.5. That's the highest it's ever been. Now, what they're saying, that happened right around the blood moon.
What that simply means is that the Earth's heartbeat is speeding up, the vibrational rate.
Correct.
If you have a pulse or a heartbeat, that means it's really accelerating. That's
and
a lot of energy, people. People, listen to me. That's a lot of energy coming out of the Earth. The Earth's vibrational rate is accelerating. And your brain is attached to this thing.
And
it's attached to Schumann. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, because it's jumped to 16.5, when you start doubling that, you get to the number 528 hertz. And that is the key of C, the key of Yah, stands for miracle, and it's part is the me on the do re mi fa sol la ti do. And this pattern of 528 starts to heal DNA. And when we hit, what I've been able to research in the last few days, it's when we hit 17. We're at 16.5 right now. When the human residence hits 17, we actually start changing the DNA of humanity and all creation on this planet. This is when we go into warp drive, as they say.
What happens to the people that don't have the capacity to keep up with this?
They have a meltdown in their brain. It's a natural lobotomy. And believe me, the governments know about this, and they're frantic.
So if you don't open your macabre and raise your vibration and build the capacity by throwing the net, as the Bible says in John, listen to everyone, John 21:6, cast your net to the right side. The filaments of the neurological circuitries of your brain, what is called the arachnoid, is by casting the net between the pia mater and dura mater, on the right side of your brain are dormant brain cells. We are being conditioned to stay on the left side of our brain. We must do these disciplines that we've talked about tonight, male and female, disciplines both together, to open up our right brain cells and to increase our vibration, because these energies, and the government knows that we will have a meltdown. But they're not concerned because they want a slave population and a prison planet. They don't care if your pineal gland burns up and you lose your God consciousness. Now, thank you for that. I want to move right on now with the next few minutes and let Dawood and Malcolm tell us about this human rights bill. Dawood, hey, my brother. Malcolm.
I'm here.
Come on, tell the people about this human rights bill. What it means, where we are.
Number one, there's a difference between human rights and civil rights. If you had that in front of your face right now, which one would you choose?
Of course I would choose a human right.
Now, you and many of us are different because we choose that because we are human. Civil rights. Majority of the Americans, especially dark-skinned people, whenever they get in trouble, holler for civil rights. A civil right is how you treat an animal. Now, why would you call up on civil rights? Because I understand and overstand when CNN and like some of the women that was coming to the UN to address human rights issues to the world, she got more attention than the people up under civil rights. And they listen to them. They don't listen to us. Because I look at it like this. It's supposed to be peace and love, true freedom, and justice. And honesty has to be in there. See, we got to start back from a baby right now. But those of us who know what's going on, how you've been tricked, how you've been had, how you've been hoodwinked, you got to listen to these words. Understand the words. Words have meaning, and some words are magic. So we have to understand the words of what's being said, because majority of the movies that they have out here, you in it. You just don't know it. You got to look at what you see. Don't look at it as entertainment. Because human rights is what we need. We need to stand up for that. Because they're killing everybody around the world. Everybody tired of this. And when you see what happened down there in, I think it was South Carolina, where that cop shot that boy 7-8 times and then turned around, as you look at the video, the cop come back with that taser and drop it right next to him. Remember, he's supposed to have been tussling with him for that taser. See how they play tricks on you? And when I'm going to just say this to to prove a point. When you go to court, if you don't know how to reserve your rights, boy, they gonna burn you. Because, like I said, I was in court that day. When you go in, first you sign in. I signed my name and reserved my rights. I looked at the waiver of rights, and I think it was 5 or either 6. Say, when you sign this, you give up all your rights. I'm in the courtroom. I'm telling some of these people before they go in, read what you're looking at. But I was giving them the hint. It's 5 and 6. You need to reserve your rights. Know who you are. You're not all cap person. You uppercase and lowercase. That's how sometimes how you walk out of courtroom. Trust me, I did it. You got to know who you are. Because majority of the people I ask out here just people that I don't know. What's your nationality? African-American. Okay. Let's use some common sense here. Were you born in Africa? No. Move that away and move that slash away. Now, were you born in America? Yes. So now you're native to this land. See how they trick you? That's why you need human rights. And I agree with that guy because he was here yesterday. I had a chance to meet him and take a picture with him. Because anytime I run into any of our professors and people that's trying to wake the people up, them the people I meet. Because I know what's going on, but the majority of the people out here don't know what's going on. If you're going to fight for anything, fight for human rights. I mean, that's for all of them. Because as of right now,
when you're ready to run out of town,